the civil war in Syria has now been going on for more than 6 years, and it has been marked by death, destruction, and displacement. In addition to the killings and the torture and the hostage taking and so on, there's also the issue of the sexual violence, which has been, in the case of women and girls, somewhat documented. However, when it comes to the situation of the Syrian refugee boys and men, that has not been the case. And the study that the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, commissioned into the sexual violence against men and boys in the Syria crisis basically tells the harrowing story that this violence may be far more widespread than it has been previously understood. The study that we have conducted in late 2016 essentially included several dozen informants and focus groups, as well as the interviews with some 196 refugees in Iraq, Lebanon, and Jordan, and a number of shocking findings came out of that research.
So you say it was something that came to your attention, but I imagine not many men will necessarily want to talk about this, let alone, as you say, 10-year-old boys or 80-year-old men subject to abuse.
Certainly. I mean, there are many risks for the people who have been victimized in reporting, whether they would be ostracized or isolated, whether there may be possible reprisals for real or perceived sexual orientation. But the main findings of our report essentially show that the sexual violence and torture of men and boys within Syria was committed by multiple parties to the conflict, and it appears to be far more common than previously thought, based on the discussions we had with the survivors.
Indeed, in your report, you quote a male victim who says that, well, every man is raped inside prison, we just don't talk about it. So that gives you an idea of the scale of the shocking nature of this abuse.
Well, it's important to understand that many of these incidents have happened in the situation of conflict, and that the researchers heard accounts of violence against boys as young as 10, as well as the elderly men as old as 80. Many of them spoke of severe and debilitating violence, including, you know, weapons being used to sexually assault them, and much of this was essentially occurring in detention or in makeshift prisons.
What the report also says is that the sexual abuse of men is taking place inside Syria, but also outside Syria for those who are displaced.
Well, inside Syria, we are seeing this being perpetrated by the armed groups, and clearly as the sex violence being there used as a weapon of war. In the situation outside Syria, when people are refugees and in the situation of displacement, the danger for them is more of an opportunistic abuse by those who are in position of exploitation.